This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Fighting resumed between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah Monday, ending a short-lived calm after a heavy exchange of strikes over the weekend. Lebanese state media and witnesses reported Israeli strikes targeted the Lebanese border village of Tir Harfa in the area of the coastal city of Sidon Monday afternoon. A car was hit in the latter strike. It was not immediately clear whether there were casualties. Sunday, Israel launched dozens of strikes on southern Lebanon that it described as a preemptive operation, saying it had averted a major attack planned by Hezbollah in retaliation for the killing of one of its top commanders, Fuad Shukr, in an Israeli strike in Beirut last month. Shortly afterward, Hezbollah launched a barrage of hundreds of drones and rockets, which it said was in retaliation for the killing of Shukr. A U.S. official told the Associated Press the latest round of high-level talks in Cairo, meant to bring about a ceasefire and hostage deal to at least temporarily end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, has ended without a final agreement. Ukrainian officials report Russia carried out widespread drone and missile attacks against Ukraine Monday. AP correspondent Naon Kim reports.
The strikes began around midnight and appeared to target energy infrastructure. Dozens of Russian drones were seen moving toward eastern, northern, southern, and central regions of Ukraine, followed by multiple cruise and ballistic missiles. Explosions were also heard in the capital of Kyiv, where power and water supplies were disrupted. Meanwhile, Ukraine has been making gains in the border region of Kursk. In his nightly address, President Volodymyr Zelensky said, "We are advancing in the Kursk region by 1 to 3 kilometers. We've taken control of two more settlements." Ukraine's push into Russia marks the first capture of Russian territory since World War II, but comes as Kyiv continues to lose ground in eastern Ukraine. I'm Naon Kim.
This is VOA News. A British safety advisor working with a team of Reuters journalists was killed when a Russian missile struck a hotel in the Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Ryan Evans was staying at the Hotel Sapphire with colleagues in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region when it was hit by a Russian missile Saturday night. Two other members of the six-person Reuters crew were hospitalized with injuries. Local officials said the hotel was struck by a ballistic missile, leaving the reporters with blast injuries. Ukraine's eastern Kharkiv region also came under Russian fire, resulting in multiple civilian injuries. In Russia, five people died in Ukrainian shelling in the border region of Belgorod. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Officials in Pakistan Monday now report more than 50 people are dead following separatist militant attacks on police stations, railway lines, and highways in Pakistan's restive province of Baluchistan, coupled with retaliatory operations by security forces. Officials said the largest of the attacks targeted vehicles from buses to goods trucks on a major highway, with 35 vehicles set on fire. A senior superintendent of police told Reuters late Sunday night unarmed men blocked a highway in Baluchistan, Pakistan's largest province, marched passengers off the vehicles, and shot them after checking their identity cards. Militant groups in the Baluch Liberation Army, or BLA, took responsibility in a statement emailed to journalists that claimed many more attacks, including one on a major paramilitary base, though Pakistani authorities have yet to confirm those claims. Tens of thousands of Rohingya refugees have rallied in a southern Bangladesh coastal district where they live in sprawling camps, marking the seventh anniversary of their mass exodus from Myanmar. They gathered in an open field in the camp at Cox's Bazar on Sunday. Some U.S. police departments are starting to use artificial intelligence chatbots to write crime reports, but will they hold up in court? Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Oklahoma City, Lafayette, Indiana, Fort Collins, Colorado, these police departments and others around the country all trying out AI for their crime reports, pulling audio from police body cams, chatbots built with the same technology as ChatGPT and sold by Axon. Draft a report. The tech is called Draft One. Police officers who've tried it are enthused about the time-saving technology, while some prosecutors, police watchdog groups, and legal scholars have concerns about how it could alter a fundamental document in the criminal justice system that plays a role in who gets prosecuted or imprisoned. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.